And again, I was just telling you a minute ago, I wanted to give you the answers to these questions about lulav arava. I took it for granted that it's in the Kutatei. It's not. In one sheet, I'm not promising. If I get an opportunity, I want to find you the answers to these questions and give them to you. Why is it that lulav, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when it was Shabbos, they also blew begvulin, and now we don't, and Shefer, even in times of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't blow Shefer on Shabbos begvulin, even though the whole idea of lulav is to be mamshech the malchus of Shefer. Now, what is our maimed about? A maimed, of course, is about the medrash, b'tchil olam machshav l'fasei l'bitzadin, rosh en elim eskayim, shita fi midas harachamim. Okay, Rabbi said. As I explained to you a bunch of times already, we have three maimorim, 1, 2, 3, count them. Shuvah Yisrael, Lulav Arava, and Bayem Mashmin HaTeres. All three of these maimorim's function is to explain what would have happened if Bara Sa'elam B'midas HaDin alone, the Ebesh has created world with Midas HaDin alone. The three maimorim after that, Bereshis, Lech Lecha, Vayera, the Rebbe goes into explaining the change that takes place since Shitav Ima Midas Harachim. And as I already told you, the emesis, even though there's three maimorim, Bereshis, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Bereshis really, it's supposed to explain to you Shitav Midas HaDin, but it introduces you to the worst kind of Midas HaDin, I'm sorry, Shitav Midas Harachim, and it introduces you to the worst kind of Midas HaDin. He speaks about, most of the maimorim, Bereshis talks about Klipa, and Shalosh Kibis at Meis Lagamri, but that's how the maimorim is structured. Three maimorim talk about Midas HaDin alone, Shuvah Yisrael, Lulav, and the third maimed is what? Shbeim Mishmini HaTzeres. And the three maimedim after that are going to talk about Shitafi Midas HaRachmi. But there's a very big difference. In the maimed we just completed, let me give me. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Just give him it. Okay, very good. Gaia, thank you very much. Okay. In the maimed we just completed, Midas HaDin was greater than Midas HaRachamim. In the maimed we just finished, Midas HaDin was higher than Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaDin is a world of gvuras, right? Or to use alternative language, for those of you who remember the shiurim, which I really asked you about on the test, Korach's vision, what was Korach's vision? That Levim should be higher than Kohenim. And Korach is right, except that Korach is only right, loss of love, not Bezman HaZeh. That Korach had no hair, no chasadim, just Gevurah. Gevurah is higher than Chesed. Except that Gevurah is too difficult, because Gevurah means the world has to be in a constant state of Mesidus Nefesh on the one hand, and on the other hand, you messed up once, you ain't getting another chance. So actually, Midas HaDin, in the Maimer Shuvah means what? An avoida of v'chol ma'idecha, an avoida of Shuvah, an avoida of Mesidus Nefesh. Smei etachas l'reishi, and then the v'yamin etachat kena that comes after that is God, God agahibene. But first, if you start off with gvuras, the v'yamin etachat kena, you become yamamish mamshach atzmos. So in the previous Maimer Shuvah, the Midas HaDin of Shuvah was greater than Mitzarach. But that's not the typical Hesber, by the way. I mean, you have it in Shariqat Vamuna Perik. I think Perik Hey or Perik Dalet, he brings the same Medrash. And over there, Perik Hey. And over there, he explains Midas HaDin to be Tzimtzum. B'chil olam machshava, livri esayla, but Midas HaDin. Originally, Eibush wanted to create a world with Tzimtzum, with concealment. Yeah, why? Push it. Why would Eibush want to make the world with concealment? Anybody can think of a reason. Why would Eibush want to make a world with concealment? Balabatish. Concealment. Faket. I'll address your comment in a moment. And your comment in a moment after that. You said so we won't be fried. Faket. In the world of meat.
Fried.
Oh, fried. Okay, fine. I misheard you. What did you say? So we should search for him, right? But there's also a distinct possibility that we won't particularly care for him. What did you say? Push it. The whole purpose of creation is that we should exercise free will. In which kind of a world do we exercise more free will? In a world where Hashem is revealed, in a world where Hashem is hidden. The more he's hidden, the more opportunity for the expression of free will, the more difficult it is to find him, to use your point, and therefore the greater reward for having found him, which is what you're saying. What's the problem? If Hashem hides deep enough, it's taka gavaldik. If we would look for him, we would reach atzmus and chakras and something. But you know what? I had a friend of mine say, I couldn't be bothered. We just won't look for him. In a world of midas hadin, the more tzimtzum in hell there is, the more b'cheira chavshis there is, the more avoided there is, and ultimately the more dira b'tachtayinim there is. In a world of midas hadin, you know, everybody knows the Eibush quite well for dira b'tachtayinim. A world of dira b'tachtayinim, alone, the dira b'tachtayinim would be more tachtin, which if you learn the Rebbe Sichas, the more tachtin it is, the better it is. The problem is, dira b'tachtayinim has to happen. It may be true that a world created only with midas hadin, there would be a deeper dira b'tachtein than we have right now, but it wouldn't happen because people wouldn't look for him. When Hashem is totally concealed, we just wouldn't look for him. So the hezbet of midas hadin we're going to embark on now in the next two maimonim is going to be discussing how midas hadin is lower than midas hadin. How world created midas hadin means Hashem is hidden, not a world of midas hadin is atzmus, like we looked at the previous maimonim. But rather that a world created of midas hadin is Hashem is hidden, and therefore it's hard to find him. In order to explain what it means, a world where Hashem is hidden, the Rebbe goes into a discussion about Atzilus. And in Mitzvah in the next Maimon Shmini Atzeres, he's going to go even deeper than Atzilus. He's going to start talking about lifting Atzilus. Okay? And he's going to say, a world created from Gilui Elokus is Atzilus. A world created from Midas Hadin is less than Atzilus. Okay? So this maimon begins with Atzilus. Now I did notice, Baruch Hashem, quite a few of you are ganz tief in maimon. You've made strides and I'm very, very happy. You've gone pretty far in the maimon. So I'm going to ask you a question. Okay? But I would like the two klala. Number one, don't tell me words of the maimon. Tell me your own words. Number two, tell me a higoyin and a svara. Tell me a theory, a concept, a hezbe. What is Atzilus? And I would like to qualify my question by saying that if you paid attention to Pesach Chavtes, the Rebbe talks both about Atzilus the Klalus as well as about Atzilus the Protus. I want to say it backwards. Both about Atzilus the Protus as well as about Atzilus the Klalus, and Atzilus the Klalus of the Nimsaf Shalifni Atzimtzum. So keep that in mind. What is Atzilus? Anybody?
Basically
shows some quality God has. Shows some quality. You have basically a full complete world. Either it's a part of Hashem or the Eternal. My essence, as you understand, you're God. That's very, very good. It's my essence, as you're understanding it. That's very, very good. Okay, wait, I'll get to you in a second. Very good, very, very good. You figured that out on your own? You know what his problem is? He learned further than you. If you had just learned Chavtes in the beginning of Lamed, I would ask you that question, you would have said what he said. You got involved in the Mashal, and the Mashal confused you. Because the Mashal is still supposed to lead to what he just said. But do you want to say something more? Huh? I just bark, I won't bite.
Explain it another place.
No, tell me what you learned here. What is Atzilus?
It is in itself. It is in itself. It has the limitation.
It's an effort.
Now we're really getting messed up. You want to say something, Maishi? Where does it say that? Abi lo makana batzilus, vini lo makana b'kursaya. Anybody want to add to what was just said? I'm going to say push a simple statement. It's not only simple, but it's simplistic. In other words, what I'm about to tell you is very far from the whole story, but it sort of gets to the core of the issue. Atzilus is the closest thing to God that is not God. That's basically what you said. Atzilus is as close as you could be Eibishter without being Eibishter. You have in Chassidus the Lashon Elikus v'lo Elikah, Getlichkeit und nicht Getlich. This is an expression which comes up quite often in Chassidus. Godliness versus God. In Hebrew, in Yiddish, it's Getlichkeit und nicht Getlich. Or Hanikra b'Lashon Yiddish Gott. You ever see that Lashon in Maimonides? It's called in Yiddish Gott. Atzmus is Gott. Atzilus is Getlichkeit. Atzilus is as close to the Eibush as you're going to get without being Eibush. Now, you can't exactly say this about Atzilus Protest. Atzilus Protest is called Asiyah the Kvalos. But you certainly can say it about Atzilus the Kvalos. And therefore, within the framework of Hishtalshalos, Atzilus the Protest is also Getlich aber nicht Gott. Okay? Let me remind you of our common sense rules that we try to bring into Chassidus learning. But what are the laws of revelation? The Chukei Gila, the laws of Gila, as I explained them to you. The law, the rule about Gilu is, number one, it's El Azulas. It's somebody else. Right? You don't reveal to yourself if you're normal. Number two, what's rule number two of Gilu, you remember? Mi Yodea, Mi Zocher?
It's able
to receive. That the Azulas gets it. A Gilu El Azulas, which is not received, is not Gilu. But where the Makabel gets it. Which leads us to rule number three. The determiner, the one who decides how much Giloy is going to go from Mashpia to Makabel is not Mashpia, it's Makabel. I can't decide what to teach you, you decide what I teach. You, in other words, your Medidas Vagvos, your limitations affect the Shir. Better Talmidim, you can give a better Shir. Of course, the Rosh Hashiva doesn't know what he's talking about too, so the Sundam Ice, he has his Vagvos also. But putting that aside, in other words, being realistic only about the Talmidim, not about the Rosh Yeshivas, which is another way of creating problems. The Talmid is the determiner of the level of the Hashpah, right? So every Gilui is to somebody else, and because it's a Gilui to somebody else, the determiner of the Gilui is somebody else. Now, there's one more detail I want to add to that, but it's really the same thing, it's just in other words. There's a rule, okay? This is the law of Etzim. Remember Etzem? There's Gilui and there's Etzem. Gilui and Etzem are opposites. Gilui and Etzem are opposites. Last year when we learned Reish Nazayim V'Yadaita, where I gave Yishurim on every line, we read, V'zeh Klal Gavl. Who remembers the Klal Gavl we had last year in Reish Nazayim, the beginning of the year? What was it? V'zeh Klal Gavl. Who? That's right. Kol Gilu Ha'etzem, Hu Halam Lagabe Hazulas. Kol Gilu Lagabe Hazulas, Hu Halam Ha'atzem. I'll explain in English. Anytime you reveal the essence, you haven't revealed it to anybody. Etzem, the rule that I want you guys to write down is Etzem Bilti Nizgala. You cannot reveal essence. And if you've mentioned in the past, I've given you a shiur, I asked you the translation of the word Etzem, and you told me essence. I asked you the translation of the word essence. You told me etzem. This is one of those things where you use words, no one has any idea what they mean, but it sounds sophisticated. What does essence mean? What does it mean? Essence.
Core of yourself. You really are.
Give me a philosophical categorization for that.
Say a feeling.
Say it in Oisius.
Nice.
It's simple words. When a person wants to talk about himself, what does he say? Besides Rani and Anoichi, Atzmi. Right? Atzmi. What does Atzmi mean? My relationship with myself. Etzem means anything's relationship with itself. That's Etzem. Anything's relationship with itself is Etzem. Your relationship with yourself. My relationship with myself. His relationship with himself. Etzem built in his gallery. There is no way anybody could know Etzem, the way you know yourself. When we call the Eibush the Klayachal, Atzmusum Hus. The emesis is a specific madregi in Kabbalah called Yudeyas Atzmi, knowing himself. But let's be simplified. Let's be simplistic. Etzem means the yachas of anything to itself. And the law is, Etzem built in this gala. Nobody will ever know you the way you know yourself. Period. It's an axiom. And it's so commonsensical. Yeah? Adolescents, right? People of your age, maybe a little bit younger, a little bit older, are extremely precocious beings. So much of your identity has to do with your social group. There's so much need to talk to others, to share, to express your feelings, that somebody else should understand you. And there's this never-ending frustration nobody understands. At a certain point, we make a discovery. Nobody understands. Nobody can understand. Because, on the one hand, because what you are, your experience, it's not put, you can't put into words, you can't put into feelings. And frankly, the reason you can't do it is because it's not rational. You can't explain a person. You can explain things about a person. You can explain experiences about a person. You can explain relationships about a person. Explain a person. Atzmus. A truth. What something is. There's no words. It's impossible to explain yourself. It's impossible. You can explain a lot about it. You can talk about yourself to your pink, to your blue, to your black. You didn't give out your essence. Don't go to sleep. You didn't give out. The essence cannot be communicated. Finished. So what can be communicated? It's called ha'ara, right? Or giluyim. So kol gilia etzem, if there's a revelation of essence, helam agabe zulas, nobody knows it. Kol gil agabe azulas, when I'm revealing of myself to zulas, it's helam ha'atmi, it's not the essence. Okay, now, let's talk about the word gilu. Once we established that etzem cannot be known, now what are the words for etzem klapishmaya? Okay, the fancy words that are meaningless as atmos, no one knows what atmos means, but that's okay as long as we all agree.
And now we know.
Well, we know. Believe me, we don't know nothing.
Well,
but
we don't know.
Now we know that Hashem has a relationship with himself. In an Ayin Aleph, there's a Hemshech in Deish Ayin Aleph, which is, he says, 12 years after this, there's a Hemshech in Deish Ayin Aleph, where he discusses that Yediyas Atzma and the God, that the boys are going to have it in Samach Tes. They don't know what they're in for. It's a very difficult sugya. Yediyas Atzma is not Atzma. It's a very second, it's a symptom in Atmos. Atmos and Hus is not even the Asatmi. But I don't want to go, in other words, that's a... You're not God. You're not God. You have to understand that everyone said in the Sikha and in Maimir, Atmos is a Taya. You can't, the truth of the matter is you can't even call the Eivish that Atmos.
Atmos is like, I mean, you can't go to if you want.
You're putting me in an uncomfortable spot. Because I have to say yes, but I have to say no at the same time. Because when you're talking about avoida, everything becomes very subjective. Everything becomes the fiat of the person. So I'm going to answer you diplomatically by saying, I don't know. Atmos means the Eibush has knowledge of himself, the way the Eibush relates to himself. So I don't want to get into that. I just want to correct you. You shouldn't say Atmos has a relationship with himself, because the Eibush's relationship with himself is already a step in his relationship to creation. Well, the Eibush is himself, we have no idea. But at least it gives us some sense, translates the word for us. Atmos means the way you know yourself. Not your relationship with yourself, the way you know yourself. The truth of what is, which is only something in relation to itself. What does gilui mean? Gilui means that I'm giving myself to somebody else. The moment I'm giving myself to somebody else, tell me what happens. What's the first thing? If I'm revealed to somebody else, what happens? There's a chimpsum. It's not me. You cannot give guilt to somebody else. Now, how much can you give to somebody else? How much of yourself can you give to somebody else? Anybody?
As much as you can understand.
As much as that person can understand. Correct? Yes? If I'm talking to you about myself, which would probably be a very stupid thing to do, but if I'm talking to you about myself, how much can I tell you about me? First of all, I have to know me. And to know me, I have to be honest with me, which is another whole subject. But assuming that I've achieved all those impossible things, I can only give you of myself as much as you can understand. Agreed, right? Yeah? Now, we're going to create now a hypothetical middle ground, an in-between. We have Atmos and we have Gilui. Atmos means the way I know myself, my relation to myself, impossible to be real. Gilui means the way I'm telling you about me, which means that you are going to determine, you are going to limit how much I'm able to give you. Here's the middle madrega. Me revealing of myself as much as could possibly be revealed. Me revealing of myself as much, everything that could be revealed, I'm revealing. Now, everything that could be revealed, I'm revealing means what? It's not Atmos, but in terms of Gilui, it's not Mitzumtzum. Should I say that again? I'll say it one more time. So far we have two things. Atmos means my relation to myself that's impossible to know. Gili means I'm revealing myself to somebody else, where the determiner of the measure of the gili is you, not me. You decide how much I can give you, right? There's a middle madrega where I'm revealing, but I'm revealing everything. How can I reveal anything? Who can understand everything that's revealable? I don't know. But let's say, for argument's sake, there is. Let's say there's somebody who's so sensitive, so smart, who can appreciate my personality. I can give him out everything about myself that's giluyable. You understand what I'm saying? It's not essence, but it's everything that could be revealed. That Rabbi Isai is Atzilus. That's Atzilus. That's why I told you in the beginning of the shiur. Atzilus is as close as you're going to get to God and not be God. Atzilus is get lechonish God, elekus v'lei eleka. In other words, is Atzilus the Eibishter? No. Atzilus is gilui the Eibishter. How much? Everything. Now here's the chap. Here's the chap. Who's the makabel of Atzilus? Let's repeat the question. Remember, what's the first rule of gilui? That you're giving it to Azulas. Who's Atzilus is makabel? No. No, 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 no. Kalim of Atzilus. Kalim of Atzilus. You know who made the Kalim of Atzilus? The Eibishter himself. So he made Kalim that are such good listeners that he could reveal his whole essence. The Kalim of Atzilus are, quote, Kalim for Ein Sof. The whole Elokus, the whole Eibishter, could be revealed in Kalim of Atzilus. Now remember, when you say whole Eibishter, you don't really mean Eibishter. Why not? Because the Atzmus can't be revealed. But in as much as Atzmus is revealable, that's what Atzilus is. Lifnei Atzimtzum is called Atzilus the Klolus. Atzilus the Klolus is where the Eibishter reveals himself. Lifnei Atzimtzum. It's not him, it's his revelation. But everything that's revealable is revealed in Atzilus the Klolus. And then La'achar Atzimtzum, you go through the levels, you get to what's called Atzilus the Prados. It's a true world of Gilui, Sevi Gilui El Masein Tzof, as it's called. And in Atzilus, you have the revelation of everything about the Eibishter that's revealable. Is it the Eibishter? No. But whatever of Eibishter can be revealed is revealed in Atzilus. Hayav Atzilus, for purposes of argument, is the Eibishter himself. Lower than Atzilus is what you're revealing, but not everything about the Eibishter. Only some things about the Eibishter, or to some extent about the Eibishter. Atzilus is this very interesting, very unusual middle ground. It's when you're revealing everything about yourself that is revealable. It's not Atzmus, it's Giluyim, but it's the greatest possible Giluyim. In other words, could Atzilus be bigger than it is? For argument's sake, the answer is no, because if there's nothing more to reveal. Atzilus is everything that's revealable is revealed. It's a gewaltige Gedanke. And that's what's being written here on page Choftes and Lamed. He's trying to explain to you what Atzilus is. Now remember, the ultimate goal is to get back to Midas Adin. But Atzilus is Midas Rachman, by the way. Atzilus is not Midas Adin. Atzilus is Midas Rachman. Biyah is Midas Adin. As you'll see later on, as the Maimon evolves, you'll see later on, Midas Adin is Tzimtzum of Bri Yitzit Nasiyah. What is Atzilus? As much of Eirish that can be revealed is revealed in Atzilus. Okay? Any questions or comments? You understood, yes?
How is Midas Rachman could be revealed?
Mendy, you understood?
How is the Midas Rachman which revealed all to us? Usually Midas Rachman is something that goes before, like Chesed, is something, and the holding of Buddha is Simson.
But it's Elazulas. Rachman is still Elazulas. You're not having Rachmanis on yourself, and Rachmanis on somebody else. Right?
But I'm asking you, isn't this a Simson?
It is. So Rachman is no Simson. I'm answering you with a question. Look at you. Fashtana Levi. I didn't have any questions. Now here's where the mind becomes problematic. Should have looked on my page here. Okay, so in my last year's notes, I wrote new notes today, but my last year's notes I wrote Atzilus, Aleph, Gilui Beis Yeritzon. That's Atzilus. The revelation of the Eibishter. That's what it is. As much as can be revealed is revealed. Why is this mind complicated? Why did Shmuel Gazinsky give me a more complicated answer because he looked more of the Maimer than the Harav Rabin Yavin? Shlita gave me. Why? Because he goes into this whole business with Nefesh. And he's trying to describe Atzilus. Right? And what does he talk about? He doesn't talk about Etzema Nefesh. He doesn't talk about the Pshitas of the Nefesh. He talks about Koiches HaNefesh. Koiches HaNefesh are B'medida V'Agbola. Koiches HaNefesh are limited. So when I ask you the question, what's Atzilus? If you didn't start reading the Marshal, you have no problem. Atzilus means revelation of the Eibishter. Start reading the Marshal throws you off, because the Marshal talks about anything but revelation of the Nefesh. So I have to tell you, what time is it? I have to tell you, you have to learn this maimer with a very special set of spectacles. In other words, this maimer reads easy. It reads probably almost as easy, at least the first part, when he talks about kachel, it reads almost as easy as the b'chol avavcha, b'chol nashu, b'chol meidecha, avoida stuff, you know, when it comes to avoida, you put the speed on fast, you know, everything just moves faster. It's also haskalah, that Menashe points out about Chabad Chassidus. In Chabad Chassidus, haskalah is avoida, and avoida is haskalah, it's a tif, a tif, a vart, not even. It's a aseis atmi, brings up. That in Chabad Chassidus, the haskalah itself is avoida, and the avoida itself is haskalah. But this is our nature. You come to something easy, if a moshel, you speed it up. If a moshel, a kerch tanefesh, it goes lamed, lamed aleph, lamed beis, yeah? lamed gimel. He doesn't get to the nimshel to the bottom of the page, lamed gimel. So when you read this moshel, you have to read it with a special set of spectacles. I already had major arguments with from one of the elder debachers who learned Ranat last year about the pshat over here. And I'm going to try and remember to steer you right. The problem is, I'm steering you right based on how I understand the maimer, which means I'm only steering you right if I understood it correctly. If I misunderstood it, then I'm steering you wrong, and then you're going to be. But you have to pay close attention to this mashal. The key to this mashal, Abayisai, I don't know how far you've gotten, the code of this mashal, the secret of this mashal, what makes this mashal work, but at the same time really drives you crazy about this mashal, are a few words on page Lamed Gimel. Look on page number Gimel. Yudari, you were holding Lama Gimel? I said, who was holding Lama Gimel? You held Lama Gimel. How about you, Mendy? Shmuel, what else do? Huh? Oh, you're here, Lama Gimel also. Dai Chavruse is Meshi Yeshua Tzadik. Yeah, they're also holding Lama Gimel. Okay. On page Lamed Gimel, you have two lines in a row that begin with the word Einam Atzmiim. You see them? Two lines in a row that begin with Einam Atzmiim, yeah? The first one, in the middle of the line, says, V'achar kol zeh, im hayeis shakeiches Einam Atzmiim, mikol mokim hareihim nafshiim. What in heaven's name does that mean? You learned it, yeah? Zog me, what's the pshat? It says, "Im ayei shakeches einam atzmiim mikol mokim hareihim nafshiim." Now, wait. Let me just say this to you. I'm showing you these words because these words are what I just spent 20 minutes telling you. It's gilui haatmos in as much as atmos is giluiable. Let's read it again. Im ayei shakeches einam atzmiim. Now, if keches were atzmiim, what would happen? It couldn't be revealed. What does that mean to say? They are as much of nefesh that's revealable. Da'ainu, she'ena muhus achami ha'nefesh, ki'im me'muhus echot, el l'shem ha'or alavad. He's given you a marshal for Atilus, okay? When you start off the sugi about Atilus, you get a simple sense. You get into the marshal kind of throws you up, confuses you. Because the marshal seems to be saying the mamish opposite of the initial statement. When you start off this maimer, you get the following impression. What's Atzilus? Atzilus is not Atzmus. Like I told you before, it's not Atzmus. It's as close to Atzmus as you're going to get without being Atzmus. How could that be? It's Gilui HaAtzmus. He uses the marshal from shame, right? You learned the first page. Everybody learned Choftes already. Yeah? Use the marshal from shame. What do we know about shame? So first he gives you a Kabbalistic hesbed. Then he says shame means Ha'ara? Look, I'm driving you nuts. If you can hold on to page Lamed Gimel with one finger and go back to page Chof Tes, I would guess it's 9 lines from the bottom. 10 lines from the bottom. The Masha Nikra Shmi, 10 lines from the bottom of page Chof Tes, look inside. The Masha Nikra Shmi, the fact that Tilz is called Shmi, who Kamei Hashem, what's a shame? On the one hand, who begins to Adol Avad V'lo Yetzim, right? The name is the revelation and not the essence. Okay, now skip 4 lines. Umikomakim is 5 lines in the bottom of the page. Umikomakim hudavu kum yuchad benitzaf ha-maitzel. That's all. Those two statements, that's a whole Atzilus. It's not Etzim, but it's as close to Etzim as you could be without being Etzim. It's the Gilei Atzmus. One second. It's the Gilei Atzmus. It's the Gilei Atzmus. But it's davu kum yuchad. It's as close as you could be to Atzmus without being Atzmus. So when you start this mime, you don't have trouble. When you get into the mashal of koiches, which is supposed to help, and it does help, But it's so subtle. It is so subtle, and you'll see in Mitzvah in the next year what makes it so subtle. That you start reading the Mashal, you understand? You see what I, you see why I got confused?
I learned it like this. I learned it that the koiches are one, which tetes tamid imam, like the mayach and machshava, conflict together. So that's how I learned the koiches, and that's what it means by nafshi, that they're totally one, they're totally dependent.
But it's more than that. Nafshim doesn't only mean they're totally dependent. Nafshim means they are gilu ha'etzim. That's what it means.
When we say nafshim,
what's machshava on
the... Machshava is a lavush. We're talking about koiches. Don't confuse lavush with koiches.
What's the connection between nafesh and chachma? That it's totally, and this time they're totally connected to one another. I mean, it's part of it, so that's...
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'm telling you the koiches are even more connected than machshava is. Your point is well taken. I'm not disagreeing with your theory, with your way of approaching it. But koiches are even more one than pnimiyas ha-machshava, which is b'shitatas tamid. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's even edler than that. This marshal, these are Osiris. Now going back to Lamed Gimel. Go back to Lamed Gimel again, yeah? What he really is trying to say is, koiches ha-nefesh are the maximum gilu ha-etzem without being etzem. Now, you're going to say it's not true. I have a brain, I can tolerate about a pea amount, a bird's amount of seichel. That's not the gili of my etzem. But you're right, that's only a technical problem. It's not the pshat that it can't be revealed in theory, it's not revealed in fact. But in theory, why not? The whole etzem could be revealed in the kodesh. You follow? I have to go into this mushroom. But I want to make this clear, especially those of you who haven't yet learned it. You have to know that the code of this mashal, remember, this is a mashal for Atzilus now. The mashal kech v'nefesh in this maimah is a mashal for Atzilus. What is Atzilus? I told you already. Atzilus is the most you could reveal without being God. Everything as it's revealable. More revelation can't be. Last revelation is already Bria. More revelation is Atzmus. Atzilus is as much as could possibly be revealed as revealed in Atzilus. Fact. End of story. End of discussion. That's what Atzilus is. The mashal is a mashal to explain that concept. But when you think about the mashal, you say to yourself, my seichel has revealed the relation of my etzem. I beg to differ. There's so much more. So that's what confuses you. The key words are those words that I just showed you. Einam atzmi, but einam nafshi. And I would like to tell you right now, by way of introduction, that first of all, I want to make this very plain. I'm telling you the pshat in this maimah v'yichvashtenos. I'm not promising you that this is true. I've been struggling with this for many years. I'm not telling you something off the top of my head. This Loshna Re'em Nashim has been bothering me since I learned Anat in Toshin Mendalad. And I remember going to my Mashpiyim and I got a discussion about a lot of stuff. I didn't get an answer to my question. What's complicated about this, Rabbi Say, is that it really has to do with the Machlaikis in Kabbalah. And what throws you off is that some Maimonides will use the same mashal in one way, and other Maimonides will use the exact same mashal and come to different conclusions. Because you're talking about two shittos in Kabbalah. And most of you were here last year. You remember I gave you a shiur on Eidos Mitzuyotim and Eidos Pshutim. We're going there again. This mashal of Koiches HaNefesh is a mashal to explain Atzilus. What's Atzilus? As close as you could possibly get to God, like being God, in the sheet of Eidos Pshutim. And in the sheet of Eidos Pshutim, it's true to say that Koiches HaNefesh ain't a matzim, but there is nafshim. If you go with the sheet of Eidos Mitzuyarim, Koiches HaNefesh are not nafshim. Koiches HaNefesh are the fetish of a host of a ma, they're not nefesh. Nafshim means me'ein amoy. Nafshim means that in the Koiches you have your atzmos. If you go on the sheet of Eidos Mitzuyarim, nafshim is not true. Koiches HaNefesh are limited be'etzem. They're not a revelation of the essence in a form. They're not essence. So this is why this throws you off. I have rayas to this. I argued with somebody about it, the Beis Medrash, I'm not going to tell you his name, because then I'll have more arguments. But he said to me, it's not true, and he brought me rayas. Whatever it is. I can't tell him if I'm right, but I sincerely believe that this is pshat in this moment. The only way you can approach this is, remember we're talking about Atzilus. When you start learning the mashal, remember we're talking about Atzilus. What you have to know about Atzilus is that Atzilus is the maximum revelation of the Eibishter without being Eibishter. The mashal Koiches HaNefesh only works from the perspective that Koiches HaNefesh are Atzmim, but not Atzmim, but the Nafshim, which really would only work in the Shita Vedas Pshutim. Now, according to Shita Vedas Mitzuyarim, you can have a lot more problems. Bechlau, according to Shita Vedas Mitzuyarim, I'm not sure that my definition that I gave you this morning is even true. That Atzilus is the maximum relation with the Eibishter of being Eibishter, I'm not sure that that's the whole story. Atzilus may be either less than that, or more than that, or both of the above. More and less at the same time. Atzilus, on the one hand, is not the maximum revelation of Atzilus. On the other hand, it's Atzilus itself, not just revelation. How that stuff breaks down, it's another discussion altogether. But in the Shita Vedas Pshutim, which I'm convinced this maimer goes by, even though when you read this maimer, you're convinced that this is the Shita Vedas Mitzuyarim, not the Shita Vedas Pshutim. But I'm going to try and demonstrate to you this actually is the Shita Vedas Pshutim, not Shita Vedas Mitzuyarim. This is why this muscle, Kech HaNefesh, stands up, works. If anybody is not understanding what I'm saying, speak. Just keep in mind that I'm going to be talking about this in the next year. In other words, what I did today was I talked about Atzilus and I set the stage for the maimer. If somebody has a relevant question, where, in other words, where you feel like you can't go away from the shiur, ask it. Otherwise, keep in mind that Nistama tomorrow morning, not probably tomorrow, but Thursday morning, I'm going to give you a second shiur. Anybody have any, seriously, anything to say? B'yomen, yeah? Hakol b'seder. What I'm explaining is that this whole definition of Atzilus that I gave you, that Atzilus is the maximum revelation of the Eibishter without being Eibishter himself, and the marshal we're going to have in the Maimon, that Koyches HaNefesh are not Nefesh, but they're Nafshiyim, that whole system, this whole structure works in the Sheet of Eidus Pshutim. You understand the terms of Eidus Pshutim? That the Eidus itself does not have in it Svidus. According to the Sheet that holds Eidus Mitzuyarim, the Eidus itself does have Svidus in it. First of all, my initial statement that I gave you today, that Atzilus is the maximum relation to Eibishter being Eibishter, comes into question. Because it's possible, according to Shita Vedas Mitzuyarim, which is the Shita of Eitz Chaim, the Shita of the Ayin Beis, A, that Atzilus is less than the revelation, the maximum revelation of Eibishter, B, it's more than the maximum revelation of Eibishter, and C, both of the above, which is actually the truth. So it gets very complicated. When you get into the Shita of Eidus Mitzuyarim, that the Sfiris already in Oyed, already have Sfiris, it gets very complicated. But that's not this Maimon. That's Ayin Beis. You got a couple more years to get to that. In this Maimon, it's much simpler. The first statement that I made is true. Atzilus is the maximum revelation of Eibishter without being Eibishter. The Mashach is going to be exploited to illustrate this and underscore this is those few words. Korchas HaNefesh, they're not essence, but they're the revelation of the essence. Nafshi. Did you understand now, Benjamin?